All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 464. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who's fresh back from his epic Maine road trip, Wombat.
I am. I'm back. It was epic is the right word.
How many miles was it?
It was just over 1,200 miles, I want to say, all in. I mean, that includes driving around. Like, I just kept the trip counter up. It's 500 miles each way, though, from where we went. So, there you go. 1,000 miles.
How many daddies on board?
They really weren't that bad.
Because iPad, right?
They had iPads. They had a couple of movies. They watched the Angry Birds movie probably, you know, three times.
Kids have it too easy these days.
Yeah. And we also, you know, we broke up the trip. It wasn't just, let's just keep driving and not stop. We didn't stay overnight on the way there. We did that in one day, but we did stop in Freeport, Maine, which was like a little more than the halfway point for like 2 hours. Had lunch, went to the stores, bought some whoopie pies, did that kind of main stuff that you do in Freeport. That's where the L.L. Bean store is. And then we went up to the house we were staying in, which is in Brooklyn, Maine, which, according to the last census report, is a town of 825 people. And we stayed in a very nice house. I was a little spoiled, but, you know, we're back now.
How haunted was it?
The house itself is actually relatively new, so not haunted. But on a nice big cliff overlooking the water.
Soon to be haunted.
Soon to be, exactly. Just like I said, not haunted yet. Soon to be haunted house.
Nice.
Yeah.
What were the highlights?
What did we do? We did a lot of hiking. We were right by Blue Hill.
How many black shirts did you wear?
I did not wear a black shirt on this hike.
Good.
We went and we were with another family and they were like, this way, this is the way to the easy trail. They said, this is the way to the easy trail. Right. And they made a wrong turn because Blue Hill has two trails. There's the trail that's like perfect for families to walk up this big mountain. You could see this whole view of, you know, Blue Hill and Deer Isle and all of this great stuff. And instead,
the other path had bears.
The other path was basically straight up the mountain where you had to, you know, essentially rock climb like a rock climbing wall on a kid's swing set, but just up a whole mountain for about 40 minutes for a mile.
How'd you do?
I made it to the top. I have pictures to prove it.
Wow.
So,
and the kids made it?
And the kids made it too. Elliot was like,
they were there waiting for him.
Elliot was like second up the hill. He just, there was no stopping him. For him, this was like the best. And you know, it was. It wound up being a lot of fun. It was just funny, you know, especially in retrospect, since we all made it and without any issues, that we were going to go up the easy trail. We went down on the easy trail. And it was a whole world of different. But right. It was nice. We went up the hill. We went up there. I keep saying hill. It's a freaking mountain. And then we went down the mountain and had a picnic under a tree. And then we went to a swimming hole not too far away. You know, that kind of thing. We went to Acadia National Park. We went to the top of Mount Cadillac and walked some of the trails that are up on the top. That you take a car to get
all
to
these
the
places sound made up.
Yeah, I know. Acadia National Park is big. Cadillac Mountain is the largest mountain in the Northeast, whatever that means. I don't know. Take that to the bank.
Made out of 1970s Cadillacs.
Yes, exactly. And we did some more trails in Acadia National Park. We walked we did a 2 mile trail called like Otter Cliffs or something like that. And we went into Bar Harbor, which is your basic tourist trap town where every store sells T-shirts that say Maine on it and either a stuffed moose or a stuffed lobster, depending on what you want to get. But all in, it was a really nice trip.
Awesome.
Yeah, we had a really good time.
So, good.
We went to Portland for a day. We took a boat tour we did one of those, you know, we looked at all the lighthouses and I don't know. I ate lots of food, and now I'm home. Had some lobsters.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
We went to, let's see, the first place we went to, because we went in Freeport, I went to Linda Bean's, which is the L.L. Bean restaurant in town, and I had a lobster roll there. The next day, we went to a place by the house called L.L. Frijoles, and I had spicy lobster tacos.
Lobster everything.
Pretty much. And then one night, we actually had a lobster boil at the house. And I think I had about three lobsters.
You were wearing L.L. Bean at that point?
Yeah, I didn't get anything at L.L. Bean. I did get something at... I'm wearing my Wooden Boat Company shirt now from the Wooden Boat Factory. So that I did get. I got a Wooden Boat shirt, and I got a Miss Portland diner mug. Those were my two souvenirs for myself.
Did you have lobster cereal?
I did not have lobster cereal. I also did not have the lobster ice cream, which I've had before and knew I didn't have to do that again. Yeah, it's gross. There's no reason for anyone to eat that. It's always gross.
That's nice. It sounds like you had a great time. I had a very mini Northeast trip.
I saw you went to Boston.
Went to Boston for the weekend to visit my friend, my college buddy. And we did the Freedom Trail, the costume tour, Freedom mm-hmm. Trail, mm-hmm. which was great. I would really recommend.
How hot was it when you were doing that?
It was pretty hot. It wasn't horrible. It wasn't like when you were in Long Island Ship. It wasn't anything like that.
It was really hot when I did the Freedom Walk when I went to Boston as well. It was high 90s when I went.
It wasn't that bad, I think, when for us. But we, you know, there was shade there. So the guy was considerate that he would stop us in the shade when he would talk. But there's a lot of really interesting things, a lot of very morbid things. I don't know if that's just this guy likes to do, talk about things being haunted and body counts and number of people buried in a certain spot. But he definitely focused on that, and the kids seem to like it.
So it brings the tips.
He did seem to get a lot of tips.
Yeah, it's all towns have that. The ghost tours version. Even if you're not on a ghost tour, they're still going to tell you about how many people were buried underneath this street that you're currently walking.
He made us guess how many people were buried on the ground that we were standing on. And, you know, there were a lot of kids on the tour.
They love doing that. I always wanted to do one of those real ghost tours, though, at night.
Right. I'm sure this guy does one of those at night. Because he was really into that.
My kids aren't quite there yet.
Oh, that would be off limits. For Ty.
That's what I mean. It's like they're not there yet. I'm waiting. I need teenagers so they can hate me and not go on the trip with me.
They'll just be saying lame.
Lame, dumb.
No such thing as ghosts.
Ghosts are dumb. My father's so lame.
What else did we do in Boston? I mean, we ate a lot of really good food, basically.
Boston has really good food.
My friend has his own garden, and his parents had this big old house in the suburbs with a giant garden. They have like a little hen house. They feed the hens lobster parts, and then the eggs become like lobster colored.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And we had lobster also. It was a fun trip. And the kids, you know, it's really interesting to have your college buddies' kids play with your kids.
Oh, I totally get it. Well, we went, the other family we were staying with was Laura's college friend, and the house we were staying in was her parents' house. So basically the same thing that you did, I did. So yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it's a real trip.
It is.
And Ty loved the dogs. There were so many dogs.
I saw
this weekend.
There were like 8 dogs in that house.
There were 400 dogs in this house. I couldn't believe it. No, there were 4 dogs. My friend has 1 dog, and then his parents have 3 dogs. But there was also a parrot and a bearded something. It's like a lizard. I forgot what it's called, but it had a
bearded dragon.
Yeah, bearded dragon. It didn't move, so it didn't interest me very much. So I pretty much just walked by that one. But Ty was really into it, and now he's bothering me for a dog. But Grandpa's allergic, sort of, I think.
Get him the lizard.
My dog is hypoallergenic. You can get a little shih tzu like me.
Right. I don't want a dog, really.
You don't want a dog.
I don't.
You don't. I know you don't. I'm telling you, you don't want a dog.
Right. I want a robot dog. When do we have the robot dogs that don't poop?
Like real robot, like good robot dogs.
Or I'd take a genetically engineered dog that doesn't poop. But I don't like that they live for such a short period of time.
You'd be surprised how long a short period of time is.
Well, even still, it's relatively short.
As I have a 12-year-old snore monster laying down next to me.
Right, but you're going to be very sad when she's gone.
Oh, I'll be inconsolable for
right. I can avoid that situation now, I would just do that.
Yeah, it'll just be me in tears for a complete show. You'll bring up something, my dog like that. That'll be it.
My dog likes snoring.
Yeah, exactly, and I'll just cry. So I can complain, but yes. Yep. So she did not come with us. She went to the vet actually has like a thing where they watch the dog.
Right. At JBrad001 writes in and asks, what were the best meals you and Wombat had on your respective trips? I would say, my friend cooked lobster. He made these tomatoes that he had in his garden were just unbelievable. And he made, the burrata.
Yep.
Like the burrata.
I am familiar with burrata, yes.
It was just like God's burrata, basically. and the corn, they have some, for some reason in this area, like near Plymouth, they have like crazy corn. Like I think it's called native corn. That means local corn. I don't know.
Sure.
Or maybe it's some sort of Indian corn. I don't know, but it's ridiculous. And I had been there several years ago, and I remembered how amazing the corn was. And when we were planning this trip, he's like, oh, you're at peak corn season. So anyway, the corn, they made the corn. It was unbelievable. They made like a pesto pasta for the kids and stuff, and that was amazing. And then there was an angel pie that grandma made. Do you know what an angel pie is?
I don't know what an angel pie is, but I'd like to learn.
It's a merengue.
Merengue? So it's a dance?
No. Meringue. Meringue crust with whipped cream. I'm thinking about it. I ate so much of it that I think my brain exploded.
Nice.
It's just, and whipped cream, just like regular whipped cream. And like, I guess, shaved chocolate maybe on top.
This all sounds good to me.
That's it. So it looks like it's very filling and crazy, and it is, but it's whipped cream, so it seems light-ish. Like, it's technically it's light, like if you weighed it. Anyway, it was really good. So, that was my best meal.
I mean, our lobster boil was pretty good. It was hard to beat because there were just so many lobsters there. The place where they get them from, they don't get large lobsters because it's just, in Maine, large lobsters isn't really a thing, apparently.
Right. But and why bother if you can get just the small ones and they taste great?
And they taste great and there's they're no $5 point. A pound.
Right. There's no point.
So they got like a dozen lobsters. So it was pretty much all the lobster you could eat.
Right.
And that was kind of fun to just kind of gorge
and
on
scary.
Lobster. It's fun and scary. And we sat outside and the place where we were staying, my friend's family, my wife's friend's family, I guess my friends too, they have a compound on a private peninsula that's been in their family for about 100 years.
Nice.
So there's, all the houses are their houses. There's three houses and tennis courts and a beach.
Wow, this is, do you want to hear something crazy?
What?
That's the exact same situation that my friend's parents are in.
That is weird. Maybe
there's
it's
like
more
three houses.
Than
they
we
rent
think?
Out, they rent out the houses to other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird.
One of the houses was rented out to like vacationers, and the other house, the uncle was staying in the aunt and uncle were staying in that house for the week.
That's so
and
funny.
We had the big house we were staying in.
Right, right.
And we had we had our own bedroom, and it was ridiculous. It might as well have been a master bedroom.
Right.
And it was hard to complain.
Where did your wife complain about the lobster farts?
She didn't complain about much of anything.
Nice.
She had a great time, which
that's awesome.
That was really the whole, not the whole point, but that was a big part of it, was making sure, this was her big, her big trip, basically. This was, my wife turned 40 this year. So this was the trip she wanted to do. She wanted to meet up with her best friend and have her families get together and go up to the house. We had been to the house before. The last time we were there, though, was 10 years ago. So, and a lot's changed in our lives in 10 years. So it was kind of like this big reunion, and it was a lot of fun.
So funny. Same exact situation. Even the going back. Like, I was at these guys' houses before we had kids.
Yep.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
So funny. We have so much in combat.
We do have a lot
common
in
common wombat. I just abbreviated common wombat.
I got it. Yeah, no, I mean, in the house that they had, they were so accommodating and everything was so nice and the property is so nice and they took us out on their boat and we went to a private island.
Nice.
And by private, not that they own that island, but it's just an island in the middle of nowhere where there's nothing. There's no people. There were no homes. There were no buildings, just sand and some trees. And again, we did a lot of like making lunch in the morning and going to these fun places for picnics and a lot of hiking and a lot of walking. I probably walked like 20 miles. So
it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It's what we do. We're very much into like hiking trails. I don't know where that came from as a family, but it's what we do.
That's good. Yeah, we do the same thing.
Yeah. Fun time. I highly recommend going to Maine. You know, Maine, it's their motto is vacation land. I recommend it.
I didn't know that.
Something like that. It says it on the license plates.
Vacation land? That doesn't sound right.
It does. It's just, I didn't make the license plates. What do you want from me?
All right. Fine.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of combat.
Yeah.
I found these Mortal Kombat beers.
How are those? I saw your picture.
I just was starting to drink one like while you were going into your main trip story. So this is the first time I've tried one. There's three different varieties. There's the Scorpion, the Sub-Zero, and the Raiden. And I'm trying the Scorpion.
Is that like a cinnamon beer?
It is an Imperial Stout with chilies and vanilla bean.
Okay, I was close with the cinnamon and the chilies. I was on the right.
It is path. Spicy. Okay, there is a spice to it in the back of my throat right now. I do not know. It's not like overbearing. It's like maybe a little bit higher on the Scoville chart than like a hot tamale.
Nice.
But yes, I'm not. I typically don't drink beers that burn the back of my throat while I'm drinking.
I don't know. I would want to give that a try. It sounds interesting to me.
I'm enjoying it, I think. I don't know. It has Scorpion on the cover or on the label, so I feel that helps my enjoyment quite a bit.
Cool.
If you drink too many of those, you know what you're going to be saying to the toilet?
Get over here?
Yep.
Oh, you know what else we both did on our respective trips, GP?
What?
We both had a, probably when all the kids went to bed, played some Cards Against Humanity with other adults.
That's true.
Yep.
It's fun. It's a fun game. I got to get a new set because I only have the first set.
Me too.
Wow. It's like we're brothers.
I know. It's very strange because as soon as I saw your post about that, I'm like, we just did the same thing.
Mine was just a mini version of your trip.
Yeah. Mine was just longer and
basically
further away. And I drank a lot. There was a lot of drinking.
I didn't.
You know, because we would be in the house and we would have no, you know, it's not like we were driving anywhere. And the people who were staying with were retired. So they start drinking at like 4.
Nice. So. Yeah, great.
I think my belly's starting to burn now. It's getting there pretty quick.
You're on brand.
Is it going to finish you?
It's 1.6 ounces, so it's pretty large, and it's also 8% alcohol by volume.
What?
So it's going to get the job done, I think.
Right. A lot of people commented on my mailbox, my mail slot story, my lack of a mailbox story. And the crazy thing is how many of those people said that they were mailmen. I guess
podcasts, like mailmen probably listen to a lot of podcasts.
That's what they said when I seemed surprised that we had so many mailmen listeners. They explained that to me, and I believe it. And everybody, so I really learned a lot about the situation from real mailmen.
Postal workers.
They call them, some people call themselves mailmen, some people call themselves letter carriers.
Sure, Brick, you know better than the two of us. What's the preferred term?
My dad was a letter carrier, I guess.
See?
He was also a mailman.
I'm assuming all of our listeners are men. So it's safe to say that there's, I'm not excluding women when I talk about, when I refer to our listeners.
I know we have female listeners, but I'm sure the three of them are not in the postal.
Yeah, it's a very tiny percentage, like 3%.
Yes, three of them.
Anyway, so we still haven't really resolved it. I mean, my mail is coming now. He puts it in the slot. I took the sign off the door. My wife and I found a place that sells mailboxes that match the style of the house, and we could buy one and put it on the curb, and
everybody's happy. Nice.
And I think everybody would be happy from that. I would like to talk to the mailman before I do that, I think. I mean, obviously, I don't want to talk to the mailman, but I feel like before I spend the money and the effort, I should talk to him first to make sure that something that he would like and want, because I noticed that there's not a lot of these mailboxes in the community. And I even checked the local bylaws to make sure that was something that was allowed. But I did see a few of them around the block.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to have like a fun mailbox at the corner of my driveway.
A fun mailbox or any mailbox?
Any mailbox. Like I can't have a mailbox on a post.
No curbside mailbox?
Nope.
Okay.
You consider that a fun mailbox?
Well, I mean, like if I wanted to get like a mailbox that looks like a mini version of my house, I couldn't do that.
You couldn't have anyone though.
Yeah, but I can't have anyone. Right. Yes. Fun or not fun. I'm sorry to offend you, Shipwreck.
Well, I was just trying to gauge what you thought was fun about that.
Right. So then like I posted a picture of the one that we liked on Twitter and asked people what color and stuff. But my mom was concerned that we got a mailbox because then I have to walk to get to the mail. And what? I was trying to explain to her that like it's mail. Who cares? Like what important stuff do you get in the mail and how often does it come?
I this is so foreign to me. Like I have a mailbox at the end of my driveway that I go and get the mail from every day.
And it's no problem.
It's right there. It's the mail is inside the box.
Right.
I walked to the box.
My in-laws, their house in Florida, they don't even have mail delivered to the house.
Right.
They have to go to like the mail building and open their box.
That's so, right. Yeah. Anyway, so I think most people said that I should talk to the mailman, and I think that makes sense. He seemed nice when I talked to him one time. One of the mailman listeners said that the guy's not supposed to drive in your driveway. He said you definitely shouldn't be throwing the package at the door. So they were pissed about the bad mailman behavior. Like they don't want.
I think he would enjoy having a box at the end of your driveway because just the way your street is, there's not really a good place for him to park.
I don't think you want a mailbox at the end of your driveway because you probably get more packages than mail.
But he's not going to leave the package there. He would still have to bring that to the door.
Do you think? Are you sure?
Yes, positive. That's how this works.
Okay, just making sure. You don't want him to get thinking, oh, now I can leave everything underneath the mailbox at the end of the driveway.
No, that's not how mail works. I'm so confused.
I don't know.
Right now.
I'm not a postal worker.
Wombat doesn't have a mailbox. He just explained he's not allowed to.
I'm not allowed to. I just have the one next to my front door that, you know, flips open.
Yeah, so that's where we are now.
Everything Talk to him, seems... get a mailbox. It'll be a beautiful thing.
Yeah, we liked it. Did you like
these
the mailbox?
Boxes, they've worked for hundreds of years.
Exactly. This one's tried and true. It's the 50s style, so we know it works. Yeah. Wombat, you added, while we were doing the show, you added feedback, or you added this before the show started?
I added this before the show started, but that's okay.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Well, that's your fault, not mine.
Okay, this is my fault then. Do you want to read these? Or
sure,
well,
Bickle had to say, Cheapy, you need to file a complaint about that mailman. Not delivering the mail is grounds enough, but throwing your package is a whole new level. Completely unacceptable. If he learns that he can pull that crap without any negative impact to him, he will just do it again. But Aries Dog had to say, I saw the pictures of GPD's mail slot on Twitter. That mailman is kind of right. That's a crappy door with a teeny tiny mail slot. Shipwreck offered the simplest solution that Cheapy dismissed. Just buy a mailbox for your front door.
He is, you know, I agree. I agree that it's a crappy mail slot for sure. It's ridiculous. And it's on the floor. I wish that he would just leave it on the, like, nobody's going to know if he just left it on the fucking thing. But yes, I will, you know, if the mailman wants the box of the driveway, I will put the box of the driveway. I don't want to attach anything to the house. I just want to, the box is fine. I have no problem just going, going to the box. No big deal. Speaking of boxes, I got a box delivered today. Do you know what Luma is?
Can you tell me what Luma is?
Luma is a Wi-Fi product for your home that's supposed to create a Wi-Fi mesh network across your house. So if you live in a big house that a one router cannot service, maybe a multi-floor home or something of the sort, this thing has three access points, like mini routers in this box, and you use the app to set them up throughout your home. And it's supposed to be a quick and easy way to set up basically a big network like that. I ordered this about a year ago because it was one of those things that if you ordered it early, you got $100 off or maybe even more. I paid $250 for this. I think it sells for $350 now. Anyway, so I set it up today and it was very easy to set up, but I do not notice any speed gains in my wireless network, which is basically why I got it.
Is that an issue in your house?
I have the 150 up and down.
Yes. Isn't small, but it's not like, you know,
it's not big either.
Yeah. You know, you don't live in, I don't know, Hearst Castle.
No, it's not like a mini mansion or something like that. It's rectangular. So it's easy to.
Yeah. So I guess my point is, did you need it?
I didn't really need it, but at the time when we were, you know, renovating the house, it seemed like a really easy solution.
For a problem you didn't have yet.
But I didn't know. You know, I had to take the $100 savings and I basically just went for it. Anyway, I get about 30 when I use, you know, wirelessly on all my devices. Less on some, but like on my iPhone, I get about 30.
Okay.
And I feel like I should get closer to 150. You know, 30 is really fast. I get it. I shouldn't be complaining. But hey, you know, why be satisfied?
Quite a bit of a drop.
Right. I'm missing out. I mean, I'm not a math genius here, but it seems like I'm missing out a lot of megabits. Anyway, so I don't know. I set up the Luma and the speed is basically the same. It's supposed to be wireless. Before?
Were you using a Nighthawk?
No, I have my Verizon router. It's like the gateway. It's whatever their fancy.
I'm at 47 on my phone right now.
Right. I don't know why mine is sort of tops out at 30.
I don't know. 30-ish. Maybe. How old is your phone?
It's an iPhone 6.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe I have a setting wrong somewhere, but I have all the 5 gigahertz shit.
I was
going to
say, you're using the 5 gig, right?
It's turned on. It's, I don't know. So, but the Luma didn't fix it. But I had to plug the Luma into the back of the router, so maybe that's
fucking
something
up. Have you tried plugging an Ethernet cable into your phone?
It doesn't fit.
No, it doesn't fit?
I heard the new phone's going to have that, though.
Oh, okay.
iPhone 7. They're getting rid of the headphone jack, but they're putting in an Ethernet port.
Cable?
Yeah, it's good. Right. I know. It's so stupid. Like, well, I should have even taken the fucking thing out of the box. Like, 30 is fine, right? Like, no normal person would say, like, oh, you know, 30 is not fast enough.
Well, after having spent a week without any Wi-Fi at all.
Right. Fuck that.
I can tell you that 30 is just fine.
Right.
I had to go because when I was away, that big security update came out for all the phones.
Yes.
And I saw all the people posting, like, if you don't update now, you're going to... Your identity is good as stolen, and everyone in your family is going to be homeless. And I'm like, oh man, I had to drive 25 minutes to the library So that was the only place with Wi-Fi.
Oh, I did. I downloaded it over the air.
They wouldn't let me. It said I had to be connected to Wi-Fi.
I just
sat in front of the library with all of the devices that my family has and just down, sitting there.
I think there's a setting on your phone that you could do.
Well, that doesn't matter. I just, really? it was a fine waste of a half hour.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's homeless now.
Exactly. Nobody's homeless now. So, you know, and I got to see the library in beautiful Brooklyn, Maine.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got here? Who ate a Cheetos burrito?
I ate a Cheetos burrito.
What is that?
It's a,
I mean, I know it's a burrito with Cheetos.
Cincinnati was the test market for Taco Bell's Cheetos burrito.
Congratulations.
Was it easy being cheesy?
It's not a good idea, the Cheetos burrito. Despite what you might think going into it. Like, have you guys had the Fritos burrito?
No.
I have, yes. That's okay. Good.
The Fritos burrito is just fine. The problem with the Cheetos burrito is that Cheetos do not withstand the crunchiness when surrounded by Taco Bell taco meat.
Unlike a Frito, which does.
A Frito's nice and sturdy in there.
I concur.
And keep its crunch. So you just get this soggy Cheeto layer inside of your burrito is what happens with the Cheetos burrito.
So basically what they need to do is put the Cheetos on the outside of the burrito somehow.
Well, yeah, maybe that's the solution. You could do like two layers. Taco Bell's famous for putting one thing inside of another.
Yeah, like a tortilla, a layer of Cheetos, another tortilla, and everything else.
Yeah, and maybe put some cheese in there, real cheese and Cheetos.
Well, no, because then the real cheese would soften the Cheetos.
Yeah, I think maybe if you just put like a light layer of refried beans.
How about cement? How about just cement?
I don't think that'll work.
It's probably the same thing. I ate the Impossible Burger. Do you know what that is?
I am familiar with it, yes. I haven't had one, but I know what it is.
This is the 100% plant-based burger that they sell at Momofuku in New York City and probably some other places in San Francisco or something.
Sounds as healthy as a Cheetos burrito.
It's probably the opposite of that. It looks exactly like a real hamburger. When you look at it, it's got the right texture. It looks like it's been charred on a grill. It's pink and looked juicy on the inside. And it tastes great. It tastes just like a real burger. I had a patty melt and it was fantastic.
Is that like vegan cheese?
No, it had regular cheese on it.
So it's regular like milk-based cheese.
On the hamburger?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just a normal American cheese or something.
Okay.
The point of it is that making hamburgers uses a lot of the environmental resources of the planet. And by doing something like this, you can save a lot. You can save a lot of holes in the ozone layer. And I swear, it was really great. I would eat that every time. It was a little small for my tastes. I was still hungry afterwards.
Oh, see, that's a problem for me.
But it's only at this place.
Well, how much does that cost for a burger?
It was $12 for the burger and fries.
See,
we're solving not a huge problem here.
What do you mean?
I feel like there's enough cows to go around.
No, it's not the cows. It's the
resources to slaughter said cow and feed.
It's all that,
cow
and the cows.
Cows fart
a lot of,
and cow
right.
farts destroy
exactly.
the environment.
Exactly.
I understand exactly. all the problems with
Thank
cows.
You.
I don't know. I'm not buying into this one, I don't think.
And it's a very cheap way to make good food that's consistent.
Well,
you.
See, this is where
what
you're
all
wrong.
What goes into making?
Because you said the burger was $12. So it's not a cheap. If you told me that the burger was like $4,
this is the
then
there's
you're
one
on
place in the world you can get it right now. So it's
so this
you
is
know,
a useless
a
solution to the problem.
You're paying a premium right now. They're sort of testing things out.
That's BS. If you want to save the world. You got to make something that's good, but also affordable to the masses.
Who said it's not affordable? They're on 23rd Street and 8th Avenue in New York City. You know what their rent is? If this place was on Shipwreck's neighborhood, they could charge $4 for the whole fucking thing. Okay? The point isn't...
We just buy burgers, though.
Yeah.
Okay. There's cows. They're right outside.
If you want to really learn about it and not be silly, you could Google Impossible Burger and you could read the website. But you could also be silly if you want.
I'm not being silly. There's cows. They're right. I see them every day.
That's not the point, Shipwreck. The point isn't that there's not enough cows, right?
So isn't lamb like a better alternative though? Because that would be less expensive. And wouldn't that be, you know, there's less methane from sheep than there is from cows.
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
So we're just going to kill all the cows? How's this going down?
Yeah, we're killing all the cows.
They're raising cows for food, obviously. These cows, you're not just pulling them out of nowhere, right?
I don't know. I mean, there's still regular cheese on it, so you're really not helping the methane problem at all. Because dairy cows fart too.
It's less. You're using less, obviously. Anyway, that's enough. Enough. It's boring.
Into making those look like burgers? That seems like
I don't know. It's
a lot
crazy.
Of chemicals
but
and stuff.
I think it's a lot
it's
of.
Not.
Beets.
It's no chemicals.
It's a lot of beets.
Bill Gates is involved. He's okay. He's not gonna fuck. You know, he's serious.
It's got a lot of beets.
Right. He's looking. You know, Bill Gates' main focus is looking to save the world right now. So now that you know Bill Gates is involved, does that change your opinion, Shipwreck?
I ate a Cheetos burrito this week.
Exactly.
I went to Five Guys today.
All right. Anyway.
That was a Bitches Burger.
How about some Watch This Bitches?
Damn the planet.
Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Kubo and the Two Strings with Ty in 3D.
Were you the only two in the theater?
No, it was almost full.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't a huge theater or anything, but still, there were a lot of people there. I realize why I don't like going to the movies because people annoy me at the movies probably more than a reasonable person would allow it to. But I don't know. I can't stand people talking during the movie and I don't know. And babies crying during the movie. It's not, you know, it's not a movie for young children. It's complicated and scary. But of course, people brought their like 2-year-old kids, and they're crying. And
well, it's a really hard sell for a movie because anytime you see an animated movie, you think, this is something I'm going to be able to take my kid to.
Right, but you shouldn't think that way.
Well, people like their hamburgers made out of cows.
You can bring your kids, but you can bring your
films for kids.
You can bring your kids. It just depends on the age, right? There's kids of all ages. It's fine for an 8-year-old, but it's not fine for a 2-year-old or a baby. Anyway, the movie's great. You should definitely check it out. It's very interesting how everything's Japanese in the movie. People wearing Japanese clothes. The signs are in Japanese, but nobody says one word of Japanese in the whole movie.
Do you want Matthew McConaughey to speak in Japanese?
I'm just saying not even a konnichiwa or a sayonara or anything. Like usually in those movies. What's that?
Or a karaoke?
Or that. I'm glad they didn't do that. But, you know, usually like in Beauty and the Beast, they would throw in a few words of French now and then. Okay. That's just usually, you know, just to say, hey, we're in France. Belle. Right, her name, but they did more than that, is what I'm saying. They even went a step further than that. This one, they didn't do that. They made the decision not to do that, and I'm just curious why that was, because it was clearly Japanese writing there, but no voice. Anyway,
film, though, right?
I don't know, but I'm just saying, clearly, the whole culture and everything is Japanese in the movie, but not a single spoken word of Japanese in the movie. And I'm not complaining or anything. I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah, this is made by Phil Knight's studio. The Nike guy.
Okay.
So it's an American thing.
That's fine. Yeah. I'm not surprised.
It is currently made about half of its budget back at the box office.
Is that good or bad?
That's bad.
Oh. It was sad. I cried maybe like 4 tears during the
movie. I'm sure it's really good. It has a limited audience.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. But yeah, I would recommend it. Oh, and so during the movie, like basically before the movie even started, during the previews, my phone, you know, I always wear the same pair of cargo shorts every day. And they're very comfortable, but if you lie down, the phone's going to come out of my pocket. Unless I put them in the cargo pocket and button it. But I didn't do that. And the phone slid out of my pocket. And this theater had the big recliners.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I've been in this situation. Did you have to have someone come and take the recliner apart?
So this happens right before the movie starts. And I'm like, fuck. First, I was worried that I lost the phone elsewhere, but I had Apple Watch on and I could see it was still connected. I figured it was in the chair. So I waited till the movie was over, credits roll. I'm like, all right, Ty, get down there and check it out. And he's like, I can't see anything. He's feeling around in there. He can't find anything. But I got the Apple Watch and I can make the phone beep by pushing a button on the watch. So I'm pushing the button and Ty's listening for it down there and he's zeroing in on it. He's got it, but he can't get it out. It's like wedged in there. So I put my hand in there and I'm wiggling around in there and it's hard to get out. It's really in there tight. Mm-hmm. And somehow I'm beeping and everything. Well, I get it out of there. I finally pull it out of there. I pull it out. And then when I get outside the theater, I notice that my hand is just covered in blood. I was like, oh, look at that. Which, you know, it didn't hurt. So I figured it was okay. And we went to, you know, Ty saw it and he's like, oh no, you okay? We go to the bathroom. I wash it off. I see it's not that big of a deal. And, you know, I wait around. I put some napkins on it. It stops bleeding. It's fine. I get in the car. I have my Harry's conference call and I'm no longer bleeding. But I posted a picture of it on Twitter and the theater wrote me back and I, cause you know, it's dangerous. Like that could have been Ty's hand, or any kid's hand. So I wanted to let them know that they should probably fix that. I mean, I would figure that a lot of people would lose their phone.
Like I said, I did.
Shipwreck just mentioned that that's happened to him. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I like reached down in there and I could feel it, but I couldn't get it out. And so I just called over one of the people that worked there and then he went and got somebody who knew how to take the chairs apart and he took the chair apart and I got my phone out.
How you're bearing the lead here, Cheapy. What did the theater have to say?
Oh, what theater were you at, Shep?
I don't remember what the name of this one is now. It's a new one of those theaters you can eat dinner at.
Oh, that wasn't this one. This was an AMC one. Oh, no, AMC, they were very nice. It's like, oh, we're really sorry that you, you know, can you follow us back and DM us? We get your details. So I wrote them back and I just told them what happened. And, you know, I told them I wasn't looking for any freebies or anything like that. I just want to make sure that nobody, you know, it's dangerous. I mean, totally. Like, Shipwreck was smart. Like he got, you know, he realized that he could cut himself and he got somebody. I'm stupid. I just wanted to get out of there. And I, you know, could have really hurt myself.
Cobb, so yeah, they said, Cobb Theaters is the name of ours.
Oh, wow. That's very new. So, yeah. So they got the details and they said they were going to let the facilities, team know about it and investigate it. And yeah, that was it. And they still offered me free passes, and I said, no, thank you. And they said, nothing. but that was it. So hopefully they fix that. Because that's, I don't know. It might be hard to fix, though. They do need a shield, though, to stop the phones from sliding down there.
Phone
and probably
shield.
The food. What's that?
Phone shields.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of food gets down there. There must mm-hmm. be, they must be an easier
semen.
Way to. I don't know what movies you are watching, but.
I love the movies about the Navy.
So meanwhile, we're like 45 minutes into the show and we haven't talked about
new releases.
Speaking of semen, here are the new releases.
Right.
I talked about this last week some because I Sega sent an early copy over, but I've still been playing some Hatsune Miku.
Nanu Nanu.
Nanu Nanu. Project Diva X.
You delivered.
Yeah, I knew I would. I was looking at it for like 5 minutes now, trying to work my way through it. Oh man, this game is so up my alley. Like we talked about last week how it's a rhythm game, with these Vocaloid, these digital singers, And it's got all the button presses and they're flying around everywhere on the screen. And it's the music's fun and everything. But last week I hadn't got to the point where I am earning presents to give to my digital singers.
Oh my God, this game is so you.
It's totally ready for, it's ripe for a spreadsheet because they react in different ways to the different presents and you're building up their heart meters. You get to decorate their rooms. Oh man, this game's pretty good.
Wow. $60, really?
I guess if you're going to buy this game, sure. Like, it's not like they could charge whatever they want because the same audience is going to buy this game no matter how much they charge for it. So you might as well get your $60.
Nice.
But I would recommend it if, I don't know.
Did you hear the outro on last week's show?
I did not. What was it?
It was, they made, for Japan, Domino's Japan made a Hatsune Miku app. Domino's Hatsune Miku app. And to promote it or to launch it, they had the president of Domino's. I don't know if it was Domino's Japan or just Domino's, but he was a white guy who did not speak Japanese. And it was just him talking about the app. And it's so incredibly creepy and weird. Yeah, but if you watch the video, it's 10 times more creepy. You have to watch it. It's like a 55-year-old, like, I don't know. It's just so awkward and weird. Anyway, yeah. Any other releases this week?
The Attack on Titan game came out.
I watched a few episodes of that television show.
Okay. Give us a review of that.
Do you know what that? Do you know what this is about?
That's about the big people without any skin on them.
Yeah, is it giant face monsters?
Yeah, and there's in some future or past, there is a place where there's big giants that walk around and they eat people. Mm-hmm. So they build cities, but they build the cities in such a way that there are certain people that have to live like sort of on the end of the city, the outskirts of the city. And the giants are sort of more, I think I'm getting this right. I'm not 100% sure, but the giants are more able to eat those people. But then they don't venture into, you know, to the main part of the city. They just stay out. And that's sort of the beginning of the show. I don't want to spoil the story.
No, it sounds like they just keep going about the business as usual then.
And then there's a group of people that fight them.
Oh, okay. That's the conflict.
And that's, oh, okay. I guess, what the game is. You're probably fighting those dudes. And they use like these wires to fight them. So to zip around the sky. I don't know. It looks pretty cool. The anime is pretty cool. It's very violent and gross. It's not for kids at all. It's barely for adults, really. It's pretty gross. But I heard the game is good, I think.
It's been getting decent reviews.
People on Twitter said it was fun.
Cool.
My Twitter peoples.
Well, then that's all I need to know.
Yeah. Co-op, I think.
Oh, really?
Multiplayer, something. I don't know. Maybe?
I don't know.
It's got a 74 on the Metacritic.
That's good. That's really good for a licensed game like that. I mean, that's...
But is that $60 good?
Yeah, you're paying for the license.
I'm not.
Ty's loving that Voltron, that Netflix Voltron
show. It's a very good show.
Yeah. He's all about that.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a few episodes. It was pretty funny.
It's good, yeah. It's interesting. I like it.
Anything else this week?
On the 3DS, you can play some Street Fighters. Street Fighter Alpha 2 came out for... Well, only on new 3DS you can play these Street Fighters. You can play Street Fighter Alpha 2 or Street Fighter 2 Turbo Hyper Fighting or Super Street Fighter 2 The New Challengers.
Awesome. About a week before we went on our Boston trip, mm-hmm. Ty asked if he could bring the 3DS and use it in the car. And he never gets to use it because, I don't know, it's not ever charged and I don't even know where it is really. So I told him about a week before, I said, yeah, we could do that. As we're leaving... We're literally walking out the door. Ty says, so you got the 3DS, right? Like, you got that? And I did not have it. Had no idea where it was. And I was like, I'm sorry. I just don't know where it is. And I didn't have the iPad ready either. And so we started off the big road trip with Ty being very upset in the backseat of the car.
We had,
and it was all my fault. He was legitimately upset. It wasn't like him just being bratty. I said he could do it, and Papa dropped the ball.
Yes, you did. We had all of our iPads fully charged. We had movies. We had different movies downloaded on each iPad, so we could have as many movies as possible.
We had nothing.
And we also left the house before 6 a.m.
Wow, wow.
So the kids were basically still asleep. Like, we woke them up just so they could go to the bathroom and then put them in the car in their pajamas. So they were super comfortable. We got them neck pillows.
Wow. Oh, I need to get that for Ty.
We got them the neck pillows. We even had the whatchamacallit, you know, the blinders for their eyes, the sleep masks. Not that they use those, but it's cute just in case. And they just sat there with their neck pillows and slept for like the first hour.
Sweet.
Like, when they woke up, we were in Connecticut. So
just like the listeners of this show.
Yeah.
They should be waking up in about 10 minutes.
But that's my recommendation if you're going on a road trip that's more than 5 hours long, and mine was about seven, you know, without stops. I would say go early so the kids sleep.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Any other new releases?
Resident Evil 4 came out.
That's a good game.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
What are you buying?
Not that.
Remember that? Remember that from that game?
I do.
What are you selling? That's also in that game.
You do a pretty good imitation of that guy. You should buying? Cosplay as him or dress up as him for Halloween.
I do that daily anyway, so.
Right. Hey, Chris JFL writes in and says, Harry's now sells at Target. Are you guys hurt? Did Shipwreck bring them together? No, we're not. I don't think we're hurt. That doesn't really. It's, we're happy, I think. That means that they're doing what Harry's is doing well. And it's all for because of us, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're the sole reason for their success.
And yeah, Shipwreck brought them together, obviously. Shipwreck's on the board of Target. You didn't know that?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Harry's has got all new Generation 2 handles and blades, and they're very, very nice. We're using them all the time. They've got improved flexibility for a more comfortable glide against your face. The new trimming blade that Shipwreck is always very happy about because he's got a beard now, and he's got to like shape that thing.
I do.
And is that hard to do?
You just worry that you're going to screw it up. Like that you take out
there's
a chunk.
There's no undo.
You take out a chunk that you did not mean to take out, but I've been fairly good about that so far. Or I also worry that my muscle reflex from years of just shaving it completely will kick in one day. Like when I'm like in the shower enough. Like super early or something. But
Right, sure. That could totally happen. There's a new rubber texturized grip, which is really, really nice.
I used that today. I really like it.
It's really, yeah. It's classy. It's really a classy razor, and it's at a great price. I totally recommend the starter kit right now. You can get that for $10 if you use coupon code CADCAST. I think you're going to really, really like it, and their quality is 100% guaranteed. So if you don't like it, you get your money back. Not from us, but from Harry's. Wombat may chip in a little.
Yeah.
Because he really likes it.
No, it's I do. I like Harry's a lot. It's great. I use it all the time. I've turned my entire family onto it, and yeah. And this is the new razors are significant. Well, I would say significantly better than the old ones. The old ones were pretty good too, but much better than the old ones. And they didn't change the prices at all. So if you haven't tried Harry's yet, now's the time to try it.
It's basically half price of what you pay in the drugstore.
And as always. It's a razor, Harry.
Nice. Thanks, Harry's. Use coupon code CADCAST at harrys.com. Now it's time to talk about some video games, I think.
What? On this show?
Maybe. Multi-platforming and Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught. That's the new name for your section, Wombat.
Nice.
I forgot to, did I tell you that?
Why would I want to talk about that piece of crap game?
I still play it.
But good.
I got to say, I played it today. Ty loves it now. He's totally into it. We got our Overwatch t-shirts. You can go on Amazon. They do print-on-demand Overwatch t-shirts. So for $19, Wombat, you can have an... I should send you some Overwatch t-shirts.
Whatever you want to do.
You would wear those.
I would say who would spend $19 on a t-shirt, but I'm wearing a t-shirt that I spent more than that on right now. So
it's a nice t-shirt, I got to say. I don't feel that it was money poorly spent. Though I do actually, ties were too small. I bought size 8, but I don't know. He's going to be growing out of that really soon. So maybe your son wants some Overwatch t-shirts.
There you go.
Slightly worn.
Still wears a Doodle Jump t-shirt every now and again, so he's pretty easy going when it comes to video game shirts.
There you go. At Blake Marshall writes in and asks if we're checking out the Battlefield open beta. It's got horsies.
Not yet. Just go open for everyone today?
I had the special. I got the hookup, dude. I got to play yesterday.
And how was it?
And you know what the good thing was about playing yesterday?
Everything worked.
Exactly. I went to play this afternoon. I'm like, you know what? I should really play a little more Battlefield 1 before the show so I could really, you know, give my good impressions. But no, there's no way you're getting in. You can even, you know, I was like, you're like, oh, you're 30th in queue. Perfect. Let me just sit here for half an hour. Yeah, I mean, it looks great. It's fun to ride the horses, but it's still Battlefield. It still feels exactly like Battlefield. You're still holding the checkpoints. I'm interested in the single player for sure. That's not in the beta at all, but I'm curious to see how that plays out in this era. But the multiplayer, when I'm playing Overwatch, it's very exciting. You know, it often comes right down to the wire. You're battling hard at the very end. It goes into overtime. And either you pull it out or you don't. And you're like, you know, you actually cheer out loud or you curse out loud. Battlefield, it's just like a huge, you know, clusterfuck. And I don't really feel like I'm having that much impact on the game. It looks great, but I don't get that emotionally involved in it, really. You have some cool looking moments, some gruesome moments, but it's just not that exciting to me. I don't know. You have any questions about the game? I mean, it's the same Battlefield. It's just imagine the vehicles with different skins on them.
It doesn't matter that it's World War One. It doesn't feel a little more rickety.
Not really. I mean, they have tank-like things. They have airplanes. They have anti-aircraft guns. They've got cars. They've got grenades. They've got guns. It feels very much like, I mean, it's Battlefield, but people like that and that's fine. But for me, I would much rather play Overwatch. I'm interested in the single player to see what that is, because I'm sure it's going to look great. I'm playing on PC, by the way, only because that's the code that I was given. I didn't have any choice. It looks great. Some of the PC options were weird on it. Like there was no way to lock the frame rate. Usually that's sort of in there and it's very helpful. Instead, you could choose how much resolution scaling there was. So if you wanted more performance, you could scale it down, but it doesn't lock the frame rate in. So it's jumping up and down. I don't know. It seems like a weird option omission. But I don't know. Whatever. It's Battlefield.
Woohoo.
What else we got here? Everybody still there?
We're here. who put this?
I know, Overwatch. Let's go back to Overwatch.
I didn't put that next thing on there, so I didn't want to jump ahead.
I can only win if I play as Lucio, basically. I need to be Lucio.
I don't know who that is, nor do I care.
He's the black guy on Rollerblades.
Oh, so now it's about race.
No, you just asked me who he was. I haven't finished OJ Made in America yet, by the way, speaking of race, but we're halfway through, basically.
Can't wait for your final review.
It's great.
I'm sure it is.
It's very relevant with this quarterback right now who's sitting down for the national anthem.
Okay.
That guy.
Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, if you watch, I think if you're looking to have a some different perspective on it, watch the first episode of that OJ show, because you know OJ went a very different way, right? OJ is like, hey, I care about OJ. OJ needs the money and the ladies. If OJ starts talking about Black Power, OJ's not getting those Hertz commercials anymore. So it's
the
really
Kaepernick
interesting.
Thing is more complicated than that though, because he's been douchey in the past.
That's fine. I don't know anything about his ability or anything, or about the rules of the NFL. If you have to stand or sit, I don't know.
You don't have to stand.
There's no rule.
Nope.
Okay. So anyway, regardless, it's really relevant that OJ, Made in America OJ thing, is really relevant to this this story, and just the first episode especially. So you may want to check that out on Hulu if you're looking for some.
I'm excited that you're so into football now, Cheapy.
I mean, it runs so parallel with that OJ thing that it's good. Anyway, I don't want to get too political. I'm going to get too many tweets complaining. Where are we here at Wombat in your lovely section?
They updated Marvel Ultimate Alliance 1, at least on the Xbox One, because that's what I have it on. And they added in the downloadable content characters, finally.
Yay! They did it.
So I actually have been playing that. I played that last night, and I played more this afternoon. I like that game. That game is fun. I don't know if that may be a shock to some people. But that 10-year-old game that I really liked back when I played it in the first time, it holds up.
That's good.
And it's funny, though, because I am using like just those characters that weren't there when they launched the game.
Right.
They were sorely missing. Good characters.
That's cool. I'm glad you're liking it.
Yep. And it is funny because they updated the graphics in the game itself.
Oh, in a good way?
In a good way. The graphics, when you're playing the game, look good. You know, it's remastered. It's HD. It's, you know, it's not the best looking game you're ever going to play, but it looks serviceable.
Mm-hmm.
The cutscenes, they did not update.
Not serviceable.
It looks so terrible. When my son is sitting there going, what happened to Thor's waist? Because everyone is just a box and Thor's like a triangle. Like the top of Thor is just a triangle with legs. Oh, it's it's terrible. But the game is still fun, and
that's good.
Yeah, I'm going around beating people up, unlocking costumes. Oh, it's also interesting in a way because it's also a time capsule of Marvel pre the movies, and mm-hmm. what the personalities of the characters were and what they thought of the characters. Because the Iron Man in that game would never be the Iron Man in a current version of this game. He's more stodgy and older and uptight. And drunk. Not so much drunk.
Hungover.
Eh, maybe. But it's just, it's just very different how they handled and the characters. And the characters that they decided are playable and the ones that are not. Like, Black Widow is not a playable character in this game. Just, interesting.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I got a review code for Worms, WMD.
Oh, I talked about it last week. It's good.
I know you did. They sent me an email and they asked if I wanted a review code, and I said, hey, I could play this with Ty and Mrs. Chibi and talk about it on the CADcast. So I played with Ty, not with Mrs. Chibi, but he seemed to like it. I couldn't tell, are the worms saying things that are not appropriate for kids? It's sort of hard to tell.
Maybe that's the point.
They say movie quotes and stuff. You can tell them what to say, right?
I don't know. There's a lot of options in there.
You can pick what kind of catchphrases you want your worms to say.
And can't you name them and stuff?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of customization you can do.
I think it's an interesting game to play with kids because it's turn-based and they have to strategize a little bit, or they should be. So it's a different game than probably most kids are used to playing, and Ty seemed to like it.
Is it still the basic worms?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Now there's vehicles and...
It's very pretty, though, now.
Yeah. I wish the camera was more automated. And
are you playing on PC or are you on...
No, I'm on Xbox.
Okay, I've been playing on PC, so it's a lot of zooming in and out with PC really quickly.
Yeah, this one, you control the camera, and it seems to just get out of focus a lot. They seem to be looking in the wrong spot. But we're having a good time with it. We're still playing Overcooked, and we're not really getting anywhere. I think I could probably make both my wife and child cry the next time we play.
We got all the achievements.
Ugh, we're so bad.
Oh, wait. I got all the achievements. Player 2 does not get all the achievements.
Boo.
Right.
So if anyone asks, I'll say that your wife had was no help at all during that game.
Right. Dude, when Ship and Mrs. Ship were here, it was clear that me and Mrs. Chibi were the third and fourth best players in the kitchen, and we were holding them back. So I was like, oh, felt bad. But I was like, I knew as soon as they went home, they were going to finish the game, and we were going to be stuck not finishing the game without them. Oh, and we have it. We haven't really gotten too far. We're still
I'm hoping there's a sequel. I think that game is quite good, and
it's great.
Has a lot of room to like kind of expand in a sequel.
Just they should forget about the story. The story is just adds nothing to the game. You're just wasting time and resources putting story into the game, and those weird story hubs on the map. Just complete waste of time. Just make more levels and food, different food. That's all you need. Right?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
You can even sell DLC food packs. I mean, there's a lot of
I would buy DLC for this game if it came out.
Yeah. Don't put any story in the DLC. Forget it. Just different, you know, how about Japanese food? That would be a good place to start. What's this Castle of Illusion is going away?
This is a few years back, Sega put out a kind of remastered, reimagined version of Disney's Castle of Illusion.
I think I bought that on something.
Okay, good, because it is going away on September 2nd, so very soon.
Steam, maybe? That was it on Steam?
It could have been it was on Steam, Xbox Live, PlayStation Network. So, and it's backwards compatible on yep. Xbox One. So if you want that game, I don't know that I own this game. I played the crap out of Castle of Illusion back on Genesis.
It was free on PS Plus not that long ago.
Okay, I may own it there then.
I was gonna say I'm sure if you may own it and not realize it.
Could be. I just thought I'd mention it since it is going away because of the licensing deal being over.
Cool. Did we want to talk about NPD buying EDAR?
It happened.
That's a thing that happened. All right. Are we done talking about it now?
Yeah.
Good. Sony at Wilbur Monkey writes in and asks if I saw or we saw the Digital Foundry Drive Club VR demo video. Does it change your interest level in VR? I watched the video. And the video consists of a guy playing Drive Club VR and basically being blown away by it and says that he's really bad at driving games, but because this is so close to driving a real car, he can do fine. And as he's driving around the track, it does seem like he's doing really well. He only maybe rubs with another car once or twice. He's using a real wheel with a force feedback. And, you know, he's looking around. He says he can look in the mirrors to see. You know, it looks like a guy driving a car when you're watching him play. He's checking the mirrors. He's turning around to see the cars all around him. He says the interiors look so real. It's just like being in a car. It's hard not to watch that video and be excited because the guy playing it is so excited. And being a car game fan, I have to admit that I was pretty excited watching that. I'm not a Drive Club fan though, and I don't feel like the driving in Drive Club, at least when I played it with a controller, felt very realistic or particularly, you know, as good as other games that I've played or play. So I don't know. And then I'm also wondering like how much driving assistance is turned on, if any, in the game, if that's an issue. I don't know. It does look very impressive though, and it did get my attention. Maybe you guys will watch the video later.
I'll check it out because I will say I am skeptical that you can be bad at race games, but suddenly you're thrown into VR and you're serviceable. Because I've seen plenty of people who are bad at race games and they just look like there's no hope for them whatsoever. Usually, see it all the time at E3 or
right
PAX or whatever. You just look at somebody trying to drive, and it's just like, I don't know what you're doing. Whatever you're doing, why are you playing this game?
I mean, I find the steering wheel harder than a controller most of the time, especially like if you're on at a trade show or something and they don't have it at home, you jump on with a steering wheel. And usually I don't do too well, but I don't know. This guy was doing really well and seemed to be having a great fucking time. So I don't know. You should watch the video. It's crazy. He's a British guy and he's just freaking out. Where are we here? Nothing for Nintendo. There was no Nintendo.
They announced that they're coming out with a galaxy themed Nintendo DS. 3DS.
Wonderful. I'll add it to my shopping list.
Yeah.
There's a 3DS treehouse, whatever they call those things. Soon as well, this week.
That's not going to win Christmas, I don't think.
Everybody's waiting for that hot 3DS news. Nothing else that we're waiting on from Nintendo.
Nope.
That's it.
PC Corner. Which one should I? Let's talk about this. While I was on that site, that Digital Foundry site, looking at that Drive Club VR video, another article caught my eye, and it was entitled 4K PC Gaming is Finally Viable, and it's stunning. Basically saying that now you can basically reasonably play 4K games at home without having to string multiple cards together and all that nonsense, and that it's pretty amazing, but it's still very expensive. It's still Wabak. Guess how much? So this is the Titan X Pascal chip, the new GPU from GeForce. Guess how much that costs, Wabak?
$500.
That's a horrible guess. It's the top of the line card. Okay. So
$1,500.
That's the better guess.
Okay.
It's $1,200.
I see. What do you want from me? I don't own a PC for gaming.
Right. So, yes, you can have 4K gaming, but you're going to be spending $1,200 on the graphics card.
I'm not.
Not you. The gamer use out there.
Not Jews? What was that?
Use. Yeah. So, yeah, you can do it. It's expensive. Congratulations. And you're still not really getting 60 frames per second. You're going to be like in the 40s and 50s, more or less.
So what's the point?
Right.
Stupid.
You'll never be satisfied. You're just going to spend $1,200 and you'll be like, oh, I just want
a few more frames. You might as well be trying to play Overwatch on a Sega Genesis.
Right. Exactly. Appletown, somebody's tapping.
Have you guys been playing this? It came out today.
What is it?
What is it?
Tappers of the Universe?
What is it?
Is this the Masters of the Universe
clicker game?
No.
Yeah.
Right now.
It's pretty addictive. Have you guys played one of these clicker games before?
No.
Nope.
It's really dumb.
What do you do?
You start off, you have He-Man. I think you just start off with just He-Man. And there are enemies that pop up on the screen, just one enemy at a time. And you either tap on them or slide your finger back and forth on the screen, however you like to do it. And that attacks the thing on the screen. And once you've depleted that, the energy of that enemy, out pop coins, and then you use those coins to buy other members of your team. So you buy Tila. I think she's the first one.
I just did a search for Tappers of the Universe and nothing came up.
Oh, I've played a game like this. I play like, what was the one that I played? Like, it's one of the first ones. Fantasy themed.
Titan? I'm sure. No. I don't know.
I forget.
I don't know. Is it Tappers of the Universe? It's something like that. On my phone, it just shows up as He-Man now is the name of the app.
But can I type in He-Man? I know there was an old He-Man game.
Type in He-Man and you'll find it.
The show is now us just searching for apps. Congratulations.
So you get ridiculously high numbers. The game plays itself in the background. So you'll come back to it and you'll have gone from having like 50,000 coins to billions of coins, and it just keeps on going up and up and up, and the enemies, it's just all about upgrading stuff. I don't know. It's It'll keep me busy for a week.
My battery just can't take it, though.
It's not showing.
Shipwreck special.
Well, seriously, why won't this show? I'm very upset.
I found it very easy. The
Maybe it just hates me.
All right, let's do some CAG bag questions, and then Wombat can go to sleep. He's got a big day tomorrow, back to work.
Ugh.
Needs his rest, beauty sleep. Hey, speaking of beauty sleep, here's...
Tappers of Grayskull.
Tappers of Grayskull, sorry.
Oh, that's fun. They need Transformers. Everything tap. At Younger Wombat asks, do we have any improvements to the CAG website coming up? Super Programmer John tells me yes, that he's working on some super stuff, but... I can't say when because I have no idea, and I'm always wrong even when I say when. But supposedly, yes. At Crow2K asks, what can you do if you buy a game that's broken or crashes out or errors out? As a customer, do we have recourse? It depends where you buy it. Steam lets you get refunds depending on how much of the game you've played. But we didn't talk about the No Man's Sky refunds.
I was gonna say, everyone's returning No Man's Sky.
But it seemed like that was like a fake story.
Are you guys still playing No Man's Sky? I was gone for a week, so I don't know.
I haven't played it recently. I have played some, but not in the last few days. I don't know. I'm at this point now in that game where I have so many warp cells in my storage that I don't want to put them into my engine because I only have the level 1 hyperdrive. So I want to save it for the better ship. But now it's taking up so much of my cargo hold that I'm kind of fucked. So I don't know what to do. So then I just don't turn the game on. I'm waiting for the game to get better before I turn it on again.
Because it's a bad game.
Not because it's a bad game, but they're going to be adding stuff. And I'm not that incented to play now.
No, I'm not incented to play either. I feel like I've seen everything the game has to offer in its current format.
Well, you haven't seen the end, but I heard it's kind of lame.
I don't care.
Are you a hater now? Are you a No Man's Sky hater now?
I'm not a hater. I think the problem is the fact that there even is an end. I don't know. Although when I read,
there doesn't have to be an end.
Although when I read people's complaints, I don't agree with those either. Like, there are people who are complaining about, like, I thought this game was going to be multiplayer with base building, and I don't remember reading anything about that. Like, that I don't... the game is, in many ways, what I thought it was going to be. Essentially, you know, the joke that we would make is that it's a walking simulator. I think it would... The issues with it are really more about the restrictive storage... And the need for, you know, recharging everything.
Well, that's the whole game, though. If you take those aspects out, you don't have any gameplay.
That's what I mean. It's like
that's the problem.
That's the problem. And I think that there should have been a better balance with that. I think, and I do think there still could have been a game there. I like when you find upgrades for your suit. And you could, like, build something that helps you breathe underwater. That's, mm-hmm. like, a permanent upgrade. The game should be things like that. Finding those recipes and building new things. But your element shouldn't take up part of the same storage that finding these cool upgrades are. Because finding the cool upgrades is something that's interesting and unique for the game. That changes the way you play the game. Finding more carbon that just takes up space is finding more carbon that takes up space. So that isn't really the game. That's... bad game design. And there is a difference.
The game is resource management, so it's throwing the carbon on the ground and picking up the thing that you find interesting.
Yeah, that's no fun. It's not fun.
Nobody said this had to be fun.
Yeah, resource management isn't really
Don't say it's not fun. Shipwreck's going to take offense to that.
No, I'm not. This isn't my typical type of game. I just recognize what it is.
Yeah, I don't think it was sold as a resource manager. That's for sure.
Why would anybody try to sell it as a resource manager?
Huh? Well, exactly. Because then no one would buy it. But that's what the game is. The game is exactly what you said. It's a resource management game when there are more interesting things that you could be doing.
The combat could be better too. They could make that a little better and make it more a bigger part of the game. It would be fine. It's not that bad. It's not that bad as it is. It could just
yeah. Although that video that they show with the E3 trailer up against the bad harmonica,
the Jurassic Park one.
Yeah, that's pretty damn funny. That makes me laugh just thinking about it. But I think that the inventory system, maybe if it was broken up differently, where again, like, you know, I would be great if I could get more slots to upgrade my weapon more instead of having to change out my weapon and losing the upgrades that I already have. I just think that there's it, you know, because of getting, being able to get more upgrades for my ship. Although I find that, and I've already said this on a previous episode, I think the cost of buying more ships might be prohibitive, but maybe it isn't. Would it be more fun if you were getting more ships more often? Or is the point of the game to save up so much that you are buying bigger ships?
I don't know what the point of the game is, really.
To get to
the end, that's the problem. There's not much point to the game.
There's not much point to the game.
Except exploring and hanging and chilling, really.
And the things I want to do seem to be prohibitive. So, I don't know. Exactly. And walking on the planet is just too slow. Even with the boost method. There needs to be some sort of ground transportation.
Right, that would be good.
Yeah, something.
Motorcycle? Moon motorcycle?
Mooncycle?
Yeah. Mooncycle.
Mooncycle.
They could add that. I feel like they've sold... I mean, the game sold a lot. Is it successful?
I don't know. Everyone returned it.
Right.
I think it was very successful.
I don't know. I'll go back to it and I'll check in to see. I'm not going to return it. For sure.
No, I'm not going to return it either. I definitely want to see what they do with it. I just think that, I don't know. Would the game be better if there wasn't a cap on your element storage? Like if you had a box in your inventory that was carbon, it would just be all the carbon you can carry?
Yeah, it's not that much. Yeah, that doesn't really add that much to the game, I feel.
Same thing with iron and all that. You know, instead of having to have it limited to 250 in your person or 500 on your ship, or even if it was just your ship that had the unlimited capacity to hold all the carbon there is.
Why do you need so much carbon though? Just get rid of the carbon.
Example. Carbon is my example. Carbon is what you, because carbon is the health.
Carbon's lame.
Carbon's everywhere though. You don't need to carry it with you because it's right beside you at all times.
Wombat, you're playing it
wrong.
How
about zinc? Zinc is harder for me to find, and I find I need it often.
Ugh, these are all lame elements.
Gold? Would that be
better? That's good. Okay, now we're talking.
The Plumbium 9 or whatever it is? One of those?
Plutonium?
Sure.
Thorium 9 or something?
Yeah. Thymium 9?
All right, I think we did enough show.
Okay.
I got to go pick up Mrs. Chibi from the train station.
Oh, well, have fun with that.
I will. So thank you, everybody, for listening. I will remind you to go to harrys.com and use coupon code CADCAST and get $5 off your order if you're a new customer. Definitely check out that starter set. It'll cost you $10 after the coupon. It's totally great. Follow Wombat at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at GPD, at Video Game Deals. If you're going to PAX, go to the at Video Game Deals panel hosted by Thorbon and Mega 64 guys. Should be a lot of fun. I'm sure they're live streaming it also. I think it's Friday night. We'll be tweeting it out a lot over the next couple of days, so you'll know exactly when it is. Shout out to Thorbon. And I think that's it. Bye.
Bread's done.
Now, Hordak reveals the most gruesome trap ever. The Horde Slime Pit.
The what?
The Slime Pit.
Now, Spikele, you're my slave, not the slime. Yes, my slime will overpower you. I've been slimed. No one escapes the evil Horde Slime Pit. Yes.
The evil Horde Slime Pit. From the Masters of the Universe, you put it together. Action figures each sold separately from Mattel.